さんこんにちは。リンゴはエスプレッソの安郎です。私が運営しているオンライン英語学校リンゴはエスプレッソでは、このほどポッドキャストを始めることとなりました。今回は流行るその第1回目となります。内容はというと、日本語で2008年2月9日の朝9時から行ったスカイプキャストがあるのですが、この時の録音からダイジェストしてお送りしたいと思います。残念なんですが、スカイプキャストの時から雑音が紛れ込んだり、あるいは音が途切れたりしてしまっています。お聞き苦しいこともあるかもしれませんが、ご容赦いただきたいと思います。レベルの方はいろいろ取り混ぜていくつもりですが、今回は初級から中級程度だとお考えください。さて、この初めてのスカイプキャストのテーマは、アメリカの迷信でした。日本の迷信というと、例えば、夜に爪を切ると親の死に目に会えない、なんというのをご存知ではないかと思います。この迷信、英語では何というのでしょう？正解は superstition ですね。さてアメリカではどのような superstition があるのでしょうか。この回のスカイプキャストの担当は私とリンガエクスプレッソの自慢の講師の一人のサラでした。ではサラが今回最初に取り上げた、superstition の例は何でしょう。それははしごの下をくぐること walking under a ladder です。では彼女の説明を聞いてみましょう。
We say, this is bad luck, not good, when you walk underneath of a ladder. And the funny thing about many American superstitions is that most people, the common people, do not know why we have the superstition. We only know that we have rules and we must not break these rules.
Okay.
So for example, I could be walking down a street and I will see 10 people walk around a ladder because they are afraid to go underneath of it. Now, this could be because of safety. You don't want the ladder to fall on you. But if you ask most people on the street, they will say, bad luck. Something really awful will happen to me.
Yes.
And there are these people that like to know a little bit more about these superstitions, and so they read books or they read websites to find out the history of them. And I'll tell you our history of the ladder, and it is that the ladder, when it is standing up, it forms a triangle. And it forms a triangle oftentimes with the two parts of the ladder. We call them rails or rungs, depending. And then the last part of the triangle is the ground or the earth. So according to the belief here, this triangle represents family. And when you pass through the triangle, you destroy the connectedness or the wholeness of the family. You break the cycle. Mm-hmm. So perhaps this happened in history at some point where somebody walked underneath of a ladder and then a child became sick or ill, or perhaps the mother and father started to fight. We don't know that as common Americans. We just know today, don't walk under ladders.
Okay.
どうでしょう。はしごの下をくぐると、現実的な意味で危険ですよね。例えば、はしごに乗っているペンキの缶が降ってきたり、あるいははしごそのものが倒れてきたり、とまあそういう可能性があります。ですので、これは迷信というよりもむしろ生活の知恵と言った方が良いくらいです。人によっては単なる常識だという人もいるかもしれません。しかし、実は他の理由があるという話。興味深かったのではないでしょうか。はしごと地面とはしごが立てかけてある壁、この三つで三角形が作られます。この三角形が家族を象徴して、はしごをくぐるとその家族を壊すことになるという考え方から来ているというこの説明。どうでしょう。私には面白かったです。さて、次の迷信は日本人にも馴染みが深いと思います。聞いてみましょう。
I'd like to move on to another topic, a really fun one, I think, in the same line of what is bad luck here for Americans. And this is one of my favorites because I still know a lot of people that are very, very afraid of this particular superstition. And this is the superstition of Friday the 13th. This is a date that comes around, I think, I haven't done my math quite right, or I haven't looked into it historically, but it comes around at least once a year. At least I remember that sort of being the case in my life so far. And it happens at different times, different months. But whenever the date is the 13th of a month and it falls on a Friday, people get very freaked out. For example, in university and also in high school or secondary school, middle school as well, if you have a test on Friday the 13th, you are in trouble because it probably means that the test is going to be either very, very difficult or you're thinking it's easy, but you're still going to fail. These kinds of things happen. Or if you take your driver's test, you might not get your license this day because it's Friday the 13th and bad things are just bound to happen. Typically, failing tests, maybe getting into an accident. Nothing so bad like the horror movies, which I'm curious now if there's anybody that's participating with us today that knows about our American film series. There was a series of movies done back in the 1980s, called Friday the 13th. Does anybody know those that's able to still speak with us today?
Sure.
Sure, somebody does.
That's my favorite.
Your favorite?
Yeah.
So there was a series of movies. Which one is your favorite?
I just watched only the first one and the second one, I guess.
Oh.
I get tired of it, but I still like it.
They are so scary. How about Jason with the hockey mask? That is an image that strikes fear in many Americans still, people walking around with hockey masks on, especially for Halloween. So I want to just say to our fans out there that love the movies, I do know that there is a website that still... even though the movies are very old now, or sort of old, there's a website, and it's www.fridaythe13thfilms.com. And if you go to fridaythe13thfilms.com, that's with 13th as the numbers, you can look at images of how they made the film, behind the scenes, pictures from the movies, posters. They have all sorts of stuff. So that's the movie. The movie series was very, very scary. And a lot of people today, I think, get very scared of the date, Friday the 13th, because they remember these movies so well. But there's more to it than just the movies. And it's because 13 also, this might be a longer history than just 1980s, but historically, and I think maybe way back, 13 has been an unlucky number in general. So much to the point that there are oftentimes in famous hotels or big hotels in cities like New York that do not even have a 13th floor in the hotel. So can you imagine you're in the elevator and you're counting 1, 2, 3, and you're looking at all of the buttons on the elevator, and you say, oh, my room is on the 14th floor. But you look, and there's no button for 13, because it's so scary to people that they sometimes don't even make a 13th floor.
13日の金曜日は日本人にもよく知られていますので、わかりやすかったのではないかと思います。サラはどうもホラー映画の方の13日の金曜日の大ファンのようですね。ウェブサイトまで紹介して熱く語っちゃっていました。ここで日本ではそういう13のような不吉とされる数字があるのかという話になりました。ご存知の通り、日本では数字の4が生き死にの死を死という音で連想させるという理由で不吉とされますね。サラのコメントが続きます。
So, you know what I find really funny about this? That you're maybe in a hotel or a hospital and you don't have the fourth story of a building? Or in our case in America, the 13th story?
Right.
Everybody knows that really, if you're on the 14th story in the building that doesn't have the 13th, you're still on the 13th floor.
Exactly.
And the same thing in Japan. If you tried to get on the 5th floor and the building doesn't have a 4, you're still unlucky. You're just hiding. They're just hiding that you're unlucky.
Yeah, true.
So, I really like that, that you can tell in Japanese how the language has really affected the mentality of the culture. I mean, really, that's a linguistic, it sounds like a linguistic association here. Death sounding like the number 4. I think that's very logical. In America, we don't have that kind of logic with Friday the 13th quite as much.
おやき漫才のようなサラのこのコメントで今回はおしまいです。さて、リンガエクスプレスのポッドキャスト第1回目いかがだったでしょうか。次回も引き続きアメリカの迷信のテーマでお送りしたいと思います。内容や形式についてのご意見、どしどしお寄せください。お待ちしております。特に、どれくらいの長さがお好みかについてお知らせ願えると幸いです。それでは次回まで、ごきげんよう。